The Alaska Board of Fisheries declared the low sockeye return to the Chignik River an emergency at a meeting on Tuesday. KDLG's Avery Lill has more.
Like many Gulf of Alaska communities, far fewer sockeye are returning to the Chignik River than forecasted. Chignik has an early and late run. On July 20th, the two runs combined were just over half the minimum escapement goal for the date. With no harvestable surplus, the Chignik Management Area has not had any commercial fishing openings targeting sockeye. On top of that, some residents say that they've voluntarily given up subsistence fishing to boost escapement. Three groups submitted petitions asking the Board of Fisheries to further restrict South Peninsula fisheries because a significant number of Chignik sockeye swim through those fisheries' waters as they return to the Chignik River to spawn. At an emergency meeting on Tuesday, the Board of Fisheries considered the request. Many South Peninsula fisheries stakeholders strongly opposed the petitions and urged the board to reject them. They argued that Fish and Game already has the authority to address in-season conservation issues and that closing South Peninsula fisheries would hurt regional fishermen. In June and July, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game placed unprecedented restrictions on fishing in the South Unimak and Shumagin Islands. Nick Sigalkin, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Regional Supervisor for Commercial Fisheries in the Westward Region, explained that in mid-June, fishing time in these sections was cut in half. Post-June, the South Peninsula fisheries were initially unrestricted.
When we got to the second period, the escapements were still languishing, and we opted to close the Dolgoy management area so that period opening for the rest of the areas was the same, but we closed the Dolgoys.
Sigalkin said at the meeting that the early sockeye run to the Chignik's is very unlikely to meet its escapement goal, and the late run is weak also. However, it was Fish and Game's position that the situation did not constitute an emergency.
Current sockeye salmon escapement is not the worst on record for this date, and while escapement is not adequate to provide directed commercial salmon harvest opportunity in the Chignik management area, the sockeye salmon escapement level does not threaten the long-term sustainability of this stock, and the department does not believe the current Chignik River sockeye salmon escapement level or the harvest of some Chignik origin sockeye salmon in KMA or South Alaska Peninsula represents an emergency.
Nonetheless, the board approved the emergency petitions with a 5-2 vote. Fritz Johnson, a board member from Dillingham, explained why he considers the Chignik situation an emergency.
These fish are, you know, we've heard that this is the lowest return in, you know, if not in recorded history, you know, certainly in a long time with regard to, you know, the fish returning to the Chignik systems. This is an important resource, an important fishery for the communities that participate in it, and I think given what we're seeing in terms of escapement, that we need to address this today, now while we're here, and provide what protections we can, to this salmon stock.
Members voted to keep the subsection of the Dolgoy Islands and the Southeastern District mainland area closed through August 8th to protect Chignik sockeye. The Board of Fisheries will further discuss management of Chignik and South Peninsula stocks at a February meeting in Anchorage. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.